שלום, נושא השיעור שלנו היום הוא מעוררים חיסרון בעשירייה לעזרת השם.
Topic of our lesson today is awakening and the deficiency for the Creator's help in the ten. You can ask questions live on CAP TV, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. And again, awakening and deficiency for the Creator's help in the ten.
The deficiency created by the Creator, which He later further prepared it by shattering that deficiency and scattering that deficiency and arranging it towards correction, all of that is not sufficient for creation to move towards its purpose, the adhesion with the Creator. Because the adhesion can be achieved only when there is some action of that is independent, coming from the creation itself, from the deficiency itself. And therefore, the person, the carrier of the deficiency, or more accurately, we can say that deficiency that receives that yearning for self-realization, it has to attain further deficiency. And that's basically its role in the process of correction. One who feels a deficiency or a yearning for towards the Creator, it's called a human, because he has this tendency to resemble the Creator. As we learn, it's not just the deficiency, it's also the spark within it, which is that additional deficiency that he develops, which is a deficiency to bestow, towards bestowal, similar to the Creator, not coming from his desire to fulfill his desire, rather his desire, his lack to fulfill someone outside of him, that is the Creator, meaning he's able to detect the Creator and fulfill him. That is to allow the Creator and the possibility to bestow. So how can a deficiency be acquired? And it's not the kind of lack that we absorb in this world when we see something that someone gets, someone's will to receive becoming fulfilled, giving him a sense of pleasure and joy and so forth. And then we want the same pleasure and joy and happiness. How can we acquire this unique lack towards bestowal, towards love of others? A lack that will be similar to the Creator, which is the desire to benefit the created beings. So this requires a unique society that can awaken that additional lack within me, in addition to what I've received through the spark. We make an effort as much as we can to awaken this lack in human society as much as we can. The Creator awakens humanity towards lack of fulfillment, helplessness, not becoming fulfilled through their efforts, and through our dissemination, we make an effort to somehow make them aware that yes, it's possible to receive fulfillment, but through a different method, through a different kind of way. Not by receiving pleasure, rather by bestowing pleasure. This is incomprehensible to an ordinary person, because it doesn't originate in our nature. But it is still possible. It's possible to somewhat awaken it, to sort of plant the seeds of this acknowledgement that we can enjoy not just reception, but also bestowal. As much as we live in a world that feels despair, that dries up in this inclination to receive and enjoy through that, it is also possible to explain that joy can come through bestowal. That's in terms of external dissemination. What do we do mostly in terms of inner dissemination? How do we awaken each and every one? How can every one of us acquire an additional desire except for the point in the heart that he has? And how can we measure that we have acquired a new desire? This is by having two systems inside, a system of reception and a system of bestowal. The system of bestowal we've got is almost zero, but it's sufficient in order to bring us to the group. All the rest depends on the person. And then we can see how much can we use the system of bestowal that we build between us, together with the friends and the point in the heart that awakens and then falls asleep again? How much can we increase the point in the heart? To what extent? To the point that we begin to understand, to realize that this point in the heart is connected to the general light that can be used as a light that reforms. And then, through all these factors, our egoistic desire, the point in the heart, the light that reforms, the society that can establish new forms of importance through these modes of envy and jealousy and competition and actually human measures that can also be used. And so altogether, all of us are looking for ways in which to increase that little desire that the Creator had planted in us, so that this desire, this lack, will be sufficient in order to begin to transform our egoistic desire and use it in order to bestow as well, so that we can make a restriction over using it in order to receive, and then gradually using more and more of it in order to bestow. And then the spark and the light that reforms become the screen and returning light. Under that, under the restriction, is the will to receive that we can then use in order to bestow. All of that can be established if we organize the right relationships between us. That's the main thing. And thus, one shall help his friend. We begin to learn and teach each other how to increase the lack for bestowal. What's called above reason. And that's the main work that we're facing. And that's a big difference between our method and all of the other world's methods. you can go and check and see what goes on in any method, in any group, in all kinds of belief systems and religions and methods and techniques and whatever humanity found as something it can do. The essential difference between us and all the other methods is simple. Is there an engagement in an inner society to increase that lack for bestowal that is little that we have received as a gift from the Creator? If the group is engaged in that, and specifically in that, increasing the lack, the deficiency for bestowal, then we can see what's going on there. And that's the main test. What is each and every society engaged in, if it thinks that it's engaged in spirituality? All right, back to our topic. Awakening a deficiency for the Creator's help in the Ten. So here, it adds for the Creator's help, not for bestowal, for a connection, or other goals, spiritual goals, but the Creator's help. So that's already specific. We're coming to a point where we understand that attaining spirituality cannot happen by each and every one being impressed by the desires that exist in the Ten. Rather, we can't, of course, be impressed by desires in the outer world, because there are no desires for spirituality there. Rather, we have to increase our deficiencies by the light that reforms. And here there's an approach that we simply address the light that reforms. The light is at complete rest. We can use it by addressing it, by turning to it, as though we turn to a certain force that is always at our disposal. Other than that, there's also a different kind of approach, that we don't just approach a certain force, but it's a certain desire. Meaning that force has a certain desire. And so by that we add to that force some impressions and emotions that we understand, that relate to the human. This is called I shall see God, meaning that we turn to the upper assistance, the upper help, with a specific kind of feeling, which already necessitates us to think of bringing contentment to that force. So it's not just a physical force that raises us from corporeality to spirituality by adding more force. Rather, there's a desire and thought in it, feeling, and we want to be in accord with it, to be in accordance with that thought, desire, feeling, in adhesion with it. This is called you shall have no other no foreign gods, meaning to try to bring it closer to you. What for? Because that makes us work also with more emotion, with and develop this relationship, develop our emotions. And so then our address, both to the Creator and accordingly to the friends, will become deeper and more emotional in new ways that will develop. And so awakening a deficiency for the Creator's help specifically, and not just drawing the light that reforms, something that exists there and we just need to attract it according to the need, that's a different kind of approach. And so in this case, our prayer begins to take on less of a form of a demand or a request or something mechanical. Rather, it becomes very, very human, deep, and emotional. Now, let's look at the selected excerpts and see how much they answer this. Yeah, you can ask. What does it mean to bring the Creator closer to us emotionally? This means that a person has a lot of inclinations, a lot of tendencies in terms of how to relate to the upper force, to some assistance, the purpose of creation, what's outside the person. Now, we learn that everything basically relies on perception of reality. I can perceive a reality that is outside of me, or I can perceive reality as inside of me. And then all the world and the friends and everything is inside of me. That's how it appears in me, even though I see it as outside. Secondly, I can also describe this reality that is outside of me as something that needs to be closer to me than how I feel myself, and that enables me to measure whether it happens that way or not. For instance, the 10. I feel myself that my I, this inner point of myself, is dressed in a corporeal body with all my feelings and thoughts, but perhaps that becomes not the main thing for me. Rather, my inner point, what I identify as myself, is clothed with the friends. And my body is outside of all that. Thoughts, desires, as well as the corporeal body itself, included in that perception. Possibly, I feel myself as we all feel ourselves in this world. That's how we always begin towards a new perception. And now I want to feel myself not from my beastly body, but from my soul. And the soul is a part of God above. So I try to envision myself and how I am in adhesion with the Creator from within my point in the heart, that spark. How can that be described? That the Creator is fulfilling me, and the point in the heart is in Him, and that's how I exist. And all the rest is something from outside. And so everything I feel in the point in the heart, I want it to expand and include to the entire notion of the Creator. There are many different forms here that one should envision during his prayer, through his prayer. And so gradually he'll come to what is called faith above reason. Yes.
Previously you said that we didn't just ask for help and the reforming light and in general to turn to the Creator, but to turn to His desire.
The desire to benefit the created beings, because from this we can learn the opposite. My desire to benefit the one who wants to benefit the created beings. To learn, I want to learn from the Creator, right? How He bestows to the created beings, and as a result, I'll know how to bestow to Him. Make your desire as His desire, is what it's called. Because from the Creator's desire to benefit the created beings, if I feel a bit, if I am concerned about this a bit, how can I envision that? It's from within the group. The friends in front of me can display the Creator's desire to do good. I look at them and I see how the Creator engages with them and gives them an inclination to bestow. That's okay? Yes, Yuda.
בזה שאדם נותן רגש קצת לכוח עליון.
By a person giving the upper force kind of feeling, doesn't it, I mean, like, by starting to give him human characteristics.
All right, so what? It all depends on what state I'm in. If I just plainly imagine him as a human being, having the same kind of emotions, then no. But if I describe him as the desire to do good, the intention to benefit the created beings that created everyone, that's a different thing. Secondly, I relate to my own depiction because there's nothing else I can do. I will always be engaged in pictures that I imagine to myself. But I'm doing this in order to copy these qualities, desires, intentions onto myself and implement them. All right? Yes.
Up till now, we've learned that the Creator is a system. Now you're saying that the system is something emotional, that it changes, that it's not a constant law.
It's both a law and it's emotional. It's one doesn't cancel out the other. Because we're talking about the desire to benefit the created beings and the desire to enjoy in the created being. Two forces, two desires that are both emotional. That's how we can describe them. What's the desire to benefit the created beings? It's just a force that pushes, say, 10 kilograms of milk into the calf. Or what is it? A desire lies within it.
To this day, it was like a physical law.
I don't know what you understand. We're talking about what's written. You could describe it as a law or as a force on the one hand, and on the other hand, as an emotion. We're saying that the creation began from the desire to benefit the created beings. So the desire is a force, but to benefit the created beings, meaning to reach the point where they receive the benefit and feel good. And so, in that force that now begins to design creation, it has the model of creation that it's going to implement.
So, does this law change or doesn't it?
the law itself, the principle? No.
So how is it that when I turn to him, he...
When you turn to him.
If I said that he's merciful and so on.
When you turn to him, that's how you describe him. We're not talking about that force itself. We're talking about how we turn to it, through physical kind of data or emotional data as well.
Question from Japan. So what does the Creator actually want to give his creatures?
Pleasure. His desire to do good to the created beings. What does it mean to do good? To give pleasure. What does it mean to do good to the created beings? It also includes a state where he doesn't do good to them and then increase the benefit so they feel that he adds benefit to them. That sentence includes the whole of creation, his desire to do good to the created beings. It includes the suffering as well, because it's impossible to feel the light without darkness.
Jesus Alonso from Guadalajara is asking, how do we cope with feelings like emotions, like sadness, hate, in order to promote the deficiency in the Ten?
These are already individual matters. We have to use, as correctly as possible, every state that we have in order to increase the strength to bestow, to connect, towards adhesion between us and the Creator. As much as we can describe him for the prayer, for the right request to the light that reforms. So we each time need to further and further process this issue, the connection between us, the connection with the Creator, the address to him, what we receive from him, what exactly we demand, what we ask for, bless for, cry for, and so forth. We're actually talking about changes in the created being. The Creator is nevertheless whole, even though we seem to want to awaken some mercifulness in him and to diminish the judgments and so forth, but all those things are with respect to the created being. It's in order to change their balance of forces and emotions. And so the entire address to the Creator, we can say, happens only within the created being. But in order to properly awaken the created being, the Creator shows himself as if he's changing, even though there are no changes on his part. He rather clothes himself in these changes in order to enable us more possibilities to correct ourselves, to update ourselves, to raise our sensitivity to different phenomena. But it's not that the changes happen in him. All the changes happen in me, both those that I attribute to him. This is written that it seems to the created beings that the changes happen in him, but it's only their imagination. I think it's coming from the... You can find it in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, although it could also be in Shemati. He writes it in a few places, just touches upon that. All right? Yes, Vlad?
How do we study his desire to benefit his creatures, and as a result we learn how to bestow to him?
By raising sensitivity. to detecting the Creator and His actions within the group. When along with that we aim to connect between us further, then by the efforts to connect we bring the light closer. The upper light is 100% dependent on the level of closeness and even compression among us. So whatever we do, if we become further connected, the upper light comes closer. If we separate, it draws farther away. It can happen with any group, a group of criminals also. That's why it says the banned city should not be ruined. And so, in that search between us, it doesn't matter if we want to scrutinize it, whatever state we're in, it doesn't matter. Further connection, the upper light draws closer, a solution will arise. That's basically the action that always saves.
You said that a person really has to study his desire to benefit.
Oh, that I learned from what's happening with the friends.
How?
Because I think of them as friends, but they're not friends. They are the display of the Creator towards me, to me, as the whole world is. But the whole world is a rather external vessel, but my inner vessel are the friends. And so, if I pay my attention to what's happening to me with them, how much I disregard or, on the contrary, appreciate them, I come closer to them, I move apart from them, I want to use them to my benefit, to my ego, this way, that way, many things, I go through many different states, and accordingly, I learn from the relationship between us and what I think of as friends, I learn what the Creator establishes. I begin to see not friends, but where the Creator appears, as if from within the fog. I don't look at the friends anymore, not even that structure of connection between us, but more like a structure that contains inner light, that contains the Creator's attitude to me.
How? By trying to identify what's happening between the friends, do I learn how to answer the Creator, how to bestow to Him?
It happens naturally. If we try, to see the group as the place for the appearance of the Creator, then it happens. You'll see it soon. It's rather tangible. It's quite tangible. It's going to be very, very clear, very obvious that this is how it is.
How not to miss out on all of these opportunities that
you
he's
won't.
Given?
You won't miss. That fear is good, is okay. But on the other hand, you have to be confident that if we are going to say that continue the way we do it now, the morning, the evening, and making these actions where we begin to live that, the main thing is that it becomes the primary thing in our life, and everything else is secondary. Work, family, life, it just happens. But the soul is our interior, and therefore all our engagements should be for the benefit of the soul. And then it happens, bit by bit. Most important is to detect if there's a resistance, then why, what for, how do I work on it, how do I heal it, and so forth. There will be Of course, but in the meantime, we get a lot of assistance because we're very, very little. It's like a newborn baby. What can you demand of it? Nothing. It's a piece of flesh that can cry at best because it feels bad. Feels bad, why? You know? So, for now, that's how it should be. The resistance, the clash between us and with the outside, all sorts of the environment, the outer environment, that's still ahead of us. In the meantime, this is a relatively kind of soft period, calm. All right, that's it. What, Niv?
Are there any exercises in terms of working with the spark that I feel it inside myself, closed in thoughts and desires, and then I pass it on to the group?
I think it'll come. Most of our actions, we don't need to do them artificially. Physically, yes, what we can. But internally, these are efforts that usually have to come kind of by themselves. It comes by itself. You'll feel a necessity to sense the group as what clothes the spark. And outside of that, you'll have desires, and outside of that, you'll have your corporeal body. These clothings will, well, there's a lot of dynamic movement in that. Well, we'll continue. We'll begin. Sorry. Yes, we are today. It's because we read that awakening the deficiency for the Creator's help. This is what confused me. I'm sorry. Oh, okay, oh boy, it's already 35 minutes into the lesson. Yes, New York, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Tell us, what's going on with you in regards to building the 10 and the desire within it? Yes, we're all expecting you.
First of all, we're very excited to share with you what we're going through here in New York. Immediately after the Congress, we had a group meeting to discuss how we implement all of the advice, and we're truly hanging on every word in these new lessons. We have 5 tens here. One is a Russian 10. They're not all here, but they're working on it. And one is a virtual 10 that has 2 representatives here, so I'll pass it to our first 10, 10 number 2.
Yes, good morning, friends. We're 10 number 2. There's a total of 8 members of this 10. Immediately after the Congress in New Jersey, we met as well together, decided to follow Rav's advice to gather every single day. One of the friends is going through some serious difficulties. There's just a lot of various issues that he has at home. And we're all thinking of him and hoping that things will become easier for him and he will be able to join us at these lessons every single day. Generally, it feels like the spirits are much higher than before following the Congress, which is a natural thing to do. But it feels like the tens and the group in general is more focused on fulfilling these 3 very basic advices, directives that Rav gave us. And everyone is supporting each other. There is this air of confidence that is constantly present here at the center. We're incredibly grateful for this opportunity that we have to take the words of Kabbalists and follow them to the T, and the further the better, we hope.
Yeah, we definitely see a lot of strength from following these three conditions. Although I can say that there are still some difficulties in the prayer that we do before we start the preparation for the lesson. For the most part, it feels like we are here more, we're stronger, we're more focused, and this is really tremendous. For the first time ever, we feel like everything that we're doing is incredibly practical. It's so uniting, so connecting. We also meet after the lessons and we do a summary. We have a call in the middle of the day, where we, well, actually it's in the morning. We do have a call in the middle of the day also with all of North America, but our 10 has a call in the mornings, where we, connect and set the right expectation for the rest of the day for the friends. And, you know, this is really our life.
Just wanted to add that this is one of the one of the few times that we were able to together the lesson as a 10 in pretty much in full with everyone here, and hopefully we attribute it to this new state after the Congress, and we hope that this will continue. Also regarding regarding the prayer, a lot of the friends do try to make it to the center. It is after work, and the commutes here are pretty long. So a lot of friends do make it. Whoever cannot make it gets on Zoom with a lot of other friends from North America, and that's very strong as well.
Yeah, I felt obligated to add something as a guest that's kind of an exile from his ten, even though I'm here. I've been coming here for years, to the U.S. from Israel for long periods of time, and it's always been extremely challenging to stay connected to the group, but this time it's completely different. Like it's a radical revolutionary difference in the way the entire world is working. Like when you're doing when you're going around and you're with your work or your family or something, there's a connection that's just unbreakable. That's been that way since the Congress, and the whole world is like shining with this new light.
All right, dear friends, we do want to say we're very grateful for everything, but mainly for giving us the opportunity to give this report. We're 10 number 5. We consist of 7 friends. All the friends in our 10 are graduates from the young group. Prior to the lesson, we only had one friend who committed to being at the lesson every day. After the Congress, another friend made his framework to be every day. So that was a direct consequence of the Congress. Other than that, as a 10, I can say we have not assembled to implement or scrutinize the advice that was given from Rav during the Congress. Therefore, we have not met for the 15-minute prayer as a 10, and we have not committed to being at the lesson every day as a 10. However, the primary reason for this is...
Yeah, but the 15 minutes of the meeting is not a physical meeting that I meant. In your case, it's obviously unrealistic. You could be driving for 2.5 hours. For 15 minutes of meeting, that's, of course, to drive all the... So I'm not understanding. Explain. To come to the lesson... to our lesson right now as this time, that's very recommended to be together in the lesson physically and meet once a day. But it also depends on what place we're talking about. If a person really has to drive 2 hours and more in order to come to the center, and then back the same amount of time, then a person won't be able to do anything. So that will, you'll have to solve differently, virtually. I think that we're already at a point where more and more our emotions, despite the distance, we can still connect them to each other. Please, go ahead, continue.
Just the last thing. Okay. We were, as a 10, under the impression that after the Congress, we will be split up and placed in different 10s. Therefore, it kind of affected us coming together to make any decisions because we just felt that we were not going to be in the same 10. But those are just the facts of our 10.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. We are 10 number 4. We all live over... our 10 began when we started working in 10s about 2.5 years ago from friends who live about an hour to 2 hours drive from the center. So the 10 was composed of friends from New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. And then we incorporated other friends who didn't fit into a normal framework of the physical group. So today we have 14 active friends in our virtual 10. We meet every morning at 8:30 on Zoom to go over. We read a piece from the morning lesson, and then we scrutinize the daily task. Everyone in the 10 also meets for the daily article with North America. And each one in this 10 has taken responsibility for another one in the 10 to make sure that he's also in 1 hour of the lesson. Since the Congress, we also started meeting on Zoom, about half of us, at 5 in the evening to go over any other business within the 10 and to go over the daily task again. Many of us have very strong personal problems in our lives, but we only see problems in our 10 happen a few times during the year. Maybe every other month or so, a problem arises in the 10. Other than that, the problems are usually just in our personal lives. I know we're all interested to see, everyone's on a big high after the Congress, but we're anticipating these next degrees. And as a virtual 10, we have other friends who regularly want to join our 10, and we don't know at this point. We need to scrutinize, do we split into two 10s of 7 or two 10s of 8? Do we absorb these friends, or do we work with these other virtual 10s to create their own virtual 10s?
Just to add,
I would expand for the time being. For the time being, I would expand. Being a group of 15 people, why not? Still, it's better than, who knows, two smaller groups, and when do you or don't you meet? This way, you always have... You're very powerful this way, always. Okay. So let's hope that you will grow stronger. Maybe Leo and someone else can say a few words, or about the general state of things. Who?
The general state is, the feeling is that we got from this Congress everything we could have hoped for. What we wanted was that this Congress would solidify the feeling between us of commitment forever. Truly that we would be on this path forever with you, B'nai Baruch, as Kabbalists, as students of Rav. And there is a feeling now that we have that commitment, and we just want to break the walls between us. We want to get as close as possible. There is suddenly this strong inclination to be in fixed tens. I don't know if it's right or not, but just because we want to be as close as possible, be able to work as closely and as intricately as possible, and to live Rav's words every moment of our lives. After the lesson, we have, all the tens have a collective summary where we summarize the lesson. In the morning, we get up and we play this summary again to reawaken the lesson. We have another meeting at noon where we play the noon article. We have, after that, a 15-minute meeting with the ten. After that, we have the prayer, which we all join a Zoom with North America and do the silent prayer. After that, we're already in the lesson, and we feel that we're doing this every day, and we're going to do this for the rest of our lives.
Rav, we also had a few questions about the work in the ten. We emailed you, and you said to ask during the lesson, so I wanted to ask, is now a good time to ask a few questions about the work in the ten?
Ken Kadima, Mayer.
Go ahead, quickly.
Okay, so to the point, we feel right now that there's a state in the group, and we want to start working on tens. We want to rebuild the tens based on framework, meaning those that come every day to be in one ten, those that come a few times in a different ten. Okay, slower. We want to ask, what do you think about this? Is this okay to rebuild our tens based on the framework to really optimize the connection?
I don't
know. You have to decide. You have to see. Is it beneficial or not? Maybe it's harmful. I wouldn't. Life itself will prove what to do. Turn this way or that way. I wouldn't be too hasty about it. Maybe we'll reach a state where it's not important what ten I'm in. I see people in front of me that have a yearning, the right inclination, so I'm included with them, and that's it. The truth is that later on we'll see that it's not important at all, that it's the Creator every time presenting us with different tens and so on. It's not that important. I don't think that we have to deal with the building of the physical ten. What names do you have there? What names don't you have there? Who's in? Who's not? I think that it's more important for us to emotionally connect, and it's not that important whom to connect with. If a person has an inclination, even if it's temporary or random, but for connection, right now, it's enough for me to be connected with that person. I don't think that you have to think about the structure and change the factory, change the groups, change the tens. I think that you have to pay attention only to the inner connection. The deeper you focus, the better.
One more question. During the convention, there was this interesting state where there was a lesson, and in the lesson, some friends started to leave. And Rav responded angrily, and he said, the friends that are, you know, leaving in the middle of a spiritual action, they are traitors. And I wanted to ask, what is this state? How do we work with this concept in the ten?
This
is something very simple, well known, and also it's explained explicitly in the books of Kabbalah. When the upper light approaches, there are those that approach it, and there are those that draw away from it. It all depends on a person's preparation. Therefore, we exist in the physical world, and a person has to make sure that even though that suddenly what's happening in the group, he doesn't like it, he has to force himself to stay in it in order to see. What does this resistance come from? Maybe it comes specifically because of the approaching lights, and because that the connection in the group is becoming more stronger, It's becoming more evident and clear, and this is what is pushing him out. And so he has to pay attention then, and to make an effort to stay in the group, to get closer to the friends. This is what we call panim v'achoraim of the upper light, the way it works. If it suits you, then it's panim, it's the face. If it doesn't, it's the achoraim, the posterior, and so on. But nonetheless, this is why we're in the physical world, so we'll have the ability to determine our situation, whatever happens, that even though that I'm suffering about what's going on now in the group, and I can't stand it, and it's pushing me out, and suddenly they're starting to hug, suddenly they're doing different stuff, and I'm in a state where, let's say that it's constant, or it's only today, that I simply can't stand it. Still, I have to try, and both before the action itself, I have to strengthen myself, I have to prepare myself, I have to make sure that I do not leave, that I'm included in the group against my desire, and I remain in it, even that it costs dearly. That I have to put in lots of efforts in order to do it. And really, the light that comes closer, it really makes serious changes in terms of shaking the friends up in all directions, bringing them closer or pushing them further away. Is there anything else urgent, New York?
Just that we're very excited. We've been having, since the Congress, 30, even 40 friends here in the lesson. So we really want everyone to think of us, that more friends will be attracted to this unity, and this will continue, you know, through the ups and downs and everything. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much for this update, and hopefully we'll also get back to you in a while. We'll kind of do a regular routine, or maybe in a different way, we'll figure it out. But it's great to hear that there's more friends coming regularly. Guard yourself in a way, in terms of saving, you know, friends' time from just coming in and out of the center once a day is certainly enough in terms of the distances that you're living in. It's not so simple, and we appreciate it. And be well, and we'll work together. Thank you. Tomorrow, we're expecting Peter Group to appear before everyone and tell us what's going on. And now we'll finally move to... What? What? Yes. Question? Yeah.
Dima from Moscow is asking, what do we have to do while listening to the updates from the groups? What is our role?
We want to integrate. We want to increase our power. We just heard from the tens in New York. A few tens, and they're making an effort to come, and we have to understand that distance is significant. They're also coming to the lesson at the end of the day after the whole burdening of America that they're absorbing, and it's a more difficult situation. How long did it take you to come to the lesson? 5 minutes. Oh, boy. You know, how much power and overcoming that takes. For them, it can take an hour and a half daily. So, we have to, even if you live in Brooklyn, it could take you, say, 40 minutes. What can you do? Distances. But on the other hand, we also have to understand that the distances and that whole burdening that they go through is for their own good. And if we connect with them, then it's for everyone's good. And so we all have to feel together, and we have to inspire them with powers and energy to connect, and then we can absorb strength from their overcoming and efforts as well. And therefore, these updates, these reports, I see them right now as a necessity. We're not losing from the lesson. It really is necessary. Don't think about it as if we are letting them appear before us. The whole world, Kli, must integrate with each and every group this way. It's an asset that we have. So tomorrow we're expecting Peter. What? Just take the microphone from there and that's it. What?
It's just that the groups that need to give a report asked if you can give them some guidance about what exactly they should be reporting about. What do we think is important to hear from them? Come on, yell, cry out. About connection, overcoming, what happens according to what was the situation before the Congress and after the Congress, new things maybe that weren't there before, what is ordinary for everyone, we don't need to hear that so much. And that's it, overcoming, awakening, connection, but in a brief manner. Because we understand these states, everyone goes through it, every group goes through these things in the same way, it doesn't matter where they are. But nevertheless, to feel it from the groups of South America, North America, Europe, Asia, Russia, that's very important. It adds many forces. It opens up because every person is included of everyone. It opens up for us, for each and every one, many new areas in his in one's will to receive. Because in my will to receive, I seemingly have this realm, this area called North America or South America. And when they talk, this area starts to awaken inside of me, inside of my will to receive. You're going to feel it. And that way, we will try to do it.
Would it be right in this time, if they have problems or challenges they're coping with, to bring it up?
I don't think so. Mainly, we need to hear about the awakening, but a concrete awakening, not just verbal. And so that there will be innovation in all of these things, if there is one. And if not, then make it brief. I think that for sure we can make it shorter, like 10 minutes for every group.
Regarding to the, with respect to the lesson, when should we put it in?
Well, you see what happened today. They got me all confused with the headline, the title. I wasn't going to talk so much. I'm not sure. I think that before everything, maybe even do it before the lesson, such a general report for everyone. Let's try. There is no precise guideline for that from Rabash or Baal HaSulam. Yes?
So tomorrow we'll try at 2:45 before the lesson?
Yes, let's try. At least maybe 10 to... Yes. Right, guys, we need to get back. And I'm asking you, please avoid personal questions. Rather, everything should be to the point, to the group. So let's read something, maybe. Reading from Rabash, Volume 2, Article 13, what is the bread of the evil eye in the work? Our whole work in the Torah and Mitzvot is in order for us to come out of the exile of the will to receive for oneself, which means that we need to aim, while engaging in the Torah and Mitzvot, that our reward will be that by that we will be granted coming out of the exile and the enslavement of the will to receive for oneself, and we will be able to do everything so that contentment will come out of it for the Creator. And we do not demand any other reward for our work in the Torah and Mitzvot. meaning that we want to be granted to feel, while we engage in the Torah and Mitzvot, that we are serving a great and important King, and that in that we will have the love of the Creator, by feeling His sublimity. But all of our pleasure will be from the fact that we are serving the Creator. That will be our reward. And not that He needs to give us some reward for the work. Rather, for us to feel that the work itself is the reward. And there is no greater reward in the world than that we are rewarded with serving the Creator.
If it will appear on the screens like that in a more prominent, nicer way, this is only the beginning. We are now working on it. Would it be fine?
Yes.
How many people read from the screen? Oh, well. Yeah, that's of course something else. So why didn't you demand it earlier on? You're constantly complaining about everything.
Why? We said we need also a page, even at least one page on a table.
If I'll give it, give you a page and put it on your table, and I give it to Musa, will he sit with you?
He sits with you anyway. Well, I'll sit next to him, I mean.
Yeah, well, you'll sit next to him. What about the others?
Well, they'll manage.
Well, in short, we'll arrange it so it's good for it to be like that. All right. Perfectly fine. Again.
Again, all our work in Torah and Mitzvot is in order for us to come out of the exile of the will to receive for oneself. Meaning that when we engage in Torah and Mitzvot, we should aim that our reward will be that by that we will be granted coming out of the exile and the enslavement of the will to receive for oneself, and be able to do all of our work so that contentment will come out of it for the Creator. And we do not demand any other reward for our work in Torah and Mitzvot. That is, we want to be rewarded to feel, while we engage in the Torah and Mitzvot, that we are serving a great and important King, and to have in that love for the Creator, from feeling His greatness. But all of our pleasure will be from serving the Creator. This will be our reward, and not that He should give us some reward for the work. Rather, we should feel that the work itself is the reward, and there is no greater reward than that in the whole world, that we are rewarded with serving the Creator.
Question. As a workshop, how do we reach realization whereby we want to serve and bring contentment to the Creator through us realizing it first and foremost in the group? How do we come to serve the Creator through serving the group? Bring contentment to the Creator through bringing contentment to the group. In practice, not nice words, rather practice to our state.
Every action that we perform in which we raise the importance and we try to touch the quality of bestowal, somehow to perform actions outside of myself, not for my own benefit, but for the benefit of the friends, the benefit of the group, that's actually the field of work in which the Creator and that quality is revealed, that quality of bestowal. There also the difficulties surface as well as the successes. We actually train ourselves to a new form of thinking, a new form of work in the connection between us, a form that is similar to the quality of the Creator.
Yes, it's a wonder what the Creator left in our hands. that our role is to awaken the friends towards bestowal, meaning it's truly the desire, like he inserted in each and every one of us a spark of awakening to leave us all the work precisely as his, to awaken the desire. And it's amazing that we have the ability to do it for one another.
We need to be aimed in all of our actions to awaken one another, that as a result of whatever I do, I think, and I operate, I come to the lesson, and out of that I want the friends to get an awakening.
And due to our desire wanting the friends to wake up, this is our example how to bring contentment or how to resemble that quality of bestowal. We are producing that field among us of investigation, both to see how our desire responds towards our attempts, and in practice also eventually to ask for help, even without knowing from whom.
As taking responsibility and actually determining a daily routine that has gripping points towards the friends, the ten, dissemination, that creates seemingly a habit, but a habit in the good sense of it. You get used to your life being all around this matter of the importance of connection, the importance of the quality of bestowal. Your life is revolving around that and constantly reminding you that. On the other hand, you see your ego, and then through that you develop a prayer.
Yes, the goal eventually is to reach adhesion with him, but the means is the society, the group, and we are like a commando that undergo training now, and the training is to exit ourselves. That's it, to constantly exit ourselves, stop thinking about ourselves and pressed by the others, for the others. And if we work directly with the Creator on that, it's impossible, but with the friends one can practice, and it's constantly necessitate exiting one's nature and demand to the force. It's as if we are slowly being qualified to be like the Creator.
Yes, because adhesion is the goal, adhesion with to the quality of bestowing contentment. And for me, as a will to receive, what do I care about who am I bestowing to? To the Creator or to the friends? With the friends, it's tangible. This is the revelation of the Creator as far as I'm concerned. So by bestowing to them, by educating myself to bestow to them, and here I can also check, am I getting something in return? Am I not getting anything?
How, in all my actions in the ten, I bring the Creator closer? Again, how do I bring the Creator closer, to all my actions in the ten?
There is a force in the nature that created this entire reality and prepared it in a very wondrous and detailed manner. And he gave us an opportunity now to actualize his essence and our essence, to truly enjoy, to enjoy all the worlds. And this way he connected all of us together so that we will be able to make a small overcoming over that will to receive that chains us, that puts us in this little jar, in this inside this radish. And specifically in the 10, we have an opportunity to teach ourselves how to come out and meet all of the goodness and the abundance that the Creator has prepared for us in the connection, in a spiritual kli, and not in a small corporeal kli that is only capable of feeling troubles and suffering.
I remind the friends that our whole life was given to us only in order to resemble the Creator by us awakening one another to spirituality. This is the realization. We should not be confused by anything else other than awakening the friends to spirituality.
I think that by that we bring the Creator closer, because we have no clue how to approach Him. We simply have guidance from Rav, from the Kabbalists, and if to be a little bit more specific, they tell us that everything is in the depends on the realization between us. That's our only way to bring the Creator closer.
Yes, to connecting to our reality, and not to say, well, sometime we'll do a work between us, that's produced between us. No, simply there is the quality of bestowal. We want to realize it between us. And the more we succeed, or the less we succeed, constantly to attribute the change practically to that very quality, in our longing for that quality.
We remind one another that the Creator is the one who moves everything, that there is none else besides Him behind all the actions that we carry out. There is the Creator who is caring for us. And all that we need to do is seemingly just to awaken to the awareness that He is spinning everything. Seems to me that that always helps, that we remind one another that, because it seems that the ego on its own wants to forget that.
Yes, and the should try and focus only on the connection, that guidance without instructions, then we'll forget the goal and be like a gang of crooks or soccer fans. If we constantly stick to the source of the books, the methodology, then constantly remember why we're doing it and who is actually the one that completing our action.
And the Creator, as far as we are concerned, is also a kind of a standard, some absolute towards which we can test, observe ourselves, measure ourselves. It's a kind of some kind of a perspective, looking in that direction, a kind of a prayer.
Love. What's going on? Either we begin to perform certain action and then inevitably we turn to the Creator and asking for help, or specifically we want to connect with the Creator and ask of Him something, thus due to that we are doing certain action in order to reach necessity for the Creator. Please.
If I understood it correctly, the question, it turns out that everything that happens to us is in order to create a connection between us as a 10 and that quality of bestowal, the Creator. The good states, the bad states, the yearnings, and how we encourage one another to cleave unto Him. It's all meant to create some level of connection in which we demand of the Creator that His quality will be revealed in the connection between us, instead of the fulfillment from the Creator being the goal, which is the goal of every created being, that he wants to promote us, and we want that channel of communication to open up, and that we will receive from the Creator His quality. So all of the states were created actually in order for this communication channel for the Creator to open up.
Yes, if I understood the question correctly, then it is, how do we awaken the Creator, invite Him to come and clothe in our actions? Oh, here it is. Are we beginning to do, if we begin to do actions and turn to the Creator and asking for help, or we want to connect with the Creator, asking something of Him, and due to that, we are realizing certain action in order to reach necessity for the Creator. So what is the essence here? Either we begin and then turn to Him, or we first want to connect in Him, and due to that, making an action. What is the meaning? What is the goal? I think the goal is that both ways are just, because sometimes you act one way, sometimes the other, but eventually the main thing is to create the connection with the Creator.
I think that specifically we start making an action and then remember the Creator. This is what I feel more right now. I think that this is the ordinary state, but the desirable one is actually the second one, that we want to connect with the Creator, and out of that we activate a certain action. But regardless, both of these ways are okay. The most important thing is that we work towards one another and link the Creator to it.
Yes, both ways are kosher. As long as the Creator is there, we engage with this inclination towards bestowal. It's always preferable over anything else.
Do we start carrying out an action and then out of lack of choice we turn to the Creator and ask for help? Or we want to connect with the Creator and ask something from Him and out of that we end up activating an action? I don't manage to kind of put my head around the question, as they say in English. Wrap my head around it.
Yes, I think like the friend said, basically both. The main thing is to constantly be in the loop, which is work with the society, with the group, and connection with the Creator. Connection with the Creator, work with the group. It's constantly, if we in these two states, then seemingly both are kosher.
And also, I cannot connect with the society without drawing the Creator to it, on the one hand. On the other hand, I also cannot reach the Creator without using the society. So it's a kind of a necessity.
We can measure things according to intention. Intention determines the quality of the intention of the action. We go on an action, what do we want from it? That should be the scrutiny. The action itself isn't so important, rather what is the desirable outcome? We need to check if in every action we determine we're about to do, we are longing to cleave on to his qualities, so-called. For the Creator to reveal within call this action, for him to realize it, basically for him to realize this adhesion. You see, Tzvika, ladies are sitting there on the titles, and check out how they express their... Didn't you read? You read. Well, you see? And you're asking, what did you ask? What did you say? Well, how they perceive it quickly and know how to perform it.
Well, women are women.
Well, envy them a bit. Well, number two.
Excerpt number two, Bala Sulam says in a speech for the completion of the Zohar, our sages said, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. This means that one can make a new environment for oneself. This environment will help him obtain the greatness of his Rav through love of friends who appreciate the Rav. Through the friends discussing the greatness of the Rav, each of them receives the sensation of his greatness. Thus, bestowal upon one's Rav will become reception and sufficient fuel to an extent that will bring one to engage in Torah and mitzvot lishma, for her sake. They said about that, the Torah is acquired by 48 virtues, by serving friends, and by being by meticulousness of sages. This is so because besides serving the Rav, one needs meticulousness with the friends as well, so that the friends' influence will affect him the obtainment of his Rav's greatness. This is so because obtaining the greatness depends entirely on the environment, and a single person cannot do a thing about it whatsoever.
How? That's an old question. How do we, day by day, but in a clear manner, reveal the greatness of the Creator between us? Raising the greatness of the Creator between us, and in what manners? For help, for prayer, for all kind of inner states of ours, for states of the outer world, everything. How do we... inserting the Creator as the essence, as the reason for all that is happening, and that He determines all that's in us and what's outside of us. How do we elevate His greatness towards ourselves, first of all? For it to work on us, then on the group, on the friends, on the entire world, on the purpose of creation. How should we elevate him so that everything depends on him? And We depend on him and he depends on us. And that we are in one system with him. So, eventually, he determines or we determine. If we are first in our spiritual work, then we determine all the states. Right? I'm awakening the dawn. And should we not do that, then the Creator determines in order to awaken us. Only for that sake. Right? So, how do we attach ourselves to the source of the entire reality? Please.
Well, today I would very much like, I would have liked that every action of ours, every action of mine, will be aimed in order to awaken the greatness of bestowal of the Creator in the friends, so that everything that I do, whether it is external actions or inner scrutinies, the result of that will be that the friends now have a greater awareness, consciousness, importance regarding bestowal in the tent.
Main thing is to be included with the friends, so that all the actions they do, all the actions I do, if I can participate or not, I want to be included in them and to always feel my demand from me to them or the support, my participation. And if they participate or not, that's fine. But the main thing is in the heart, to desire to be included in them.
Yes, and this means to always play all kinds of tactics on myself according to what works best on me, to try different things, to change, and out of these tricks and tactics, to reach a demand for change. And on the other hand, to also act towards the friends, meaning the same things that we study here, to try to feel them inside, between us, and to present it, to reflect it to the friends.
Rav, I'm asking again, how practically we are evoking in our group a total dependency on the Creator, maybe in such a shorter words. How am I transmitting, projecting to the friends the fact that we, 100%, all of us and each and every one of us depend on the Creator in anything that there'll be, that we have no need to turn to one another, and in general to anything, rather only through him, through the upper force. How do I pass on that emotion, that feeling, that awareness, and knowing that to my friends, to my ten? Please.
I make sure that the source will lead us throughout the day in our meetings and in the gripping points to always go back to the source, to open shamari, to open task, to open something, and together to read that. And it's guaranteed that this will strengthen the correct feeling.
Yes, and we can also, meaning the best influence is through example. So simply to try and do it myself, whether it's a lie or not, doesn't matter. If accordingly show the friends, it affects them, and then once affecting them, they also begin to act like that, and that affect me. And if they're not doing this, then in general, it's like a chain of that strengthens. Like a reaction.
And we will also see that we can custom ourselves to it and talk about it in the group between us. To think that he is the first regarding our actions, regarding our whole existence. To awaken it every time between us, to remind again and again.
We are adapting, it's hard to absorb it, but gradually sipping us the awareness that outside of me, all that is outside of me is the Creator. And we learn that behind every friend hides the Creator. Only that awareness itself, that knowing, should give us greatness and dependency on one another. So for me, the Creator is Henry and Gilad and Shai and Itai and Niv and Gershon and Sasha, This is a reality as it is revealed. With such gratitude, I come to a state that necessitate me to come to a state of justifying each friend in every state, no matter how it is materialized. This is how the Creator is revealed. And if I see a flaw, then the flaw is in me, and I need to correct it. All these perception of the states we are undergoing together, the sense, the connection, and then the fights, everything basically accordingly, the Creator is revealed towards me.
I don't know what to say, because our whole life, our qualities, the uniqueness of each one of us here.
We're moving to the next part of the lesson from the study of the Ten Sefirot.